This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Fuller's London Porter, Category 12A Brown Porter. And this is listed as the best commercial example of the style. So right away, it's a dark brown and opaque beer with a tall, light tan head. Holding it up to a flashlight, it has garnet highlights and is very clear. So that's great. Give that a 3. The aroma, wow, it's got a moderately strong greeny chocolate aroma with a significant malty sweetness. It's got some caramel and toffee mixed in. Light esters, no hops, no diacetyl. It's fairly clean. There's certainly nothing off. Very enticing. Really makes you want to take a drink. So, brown porters that have a great chocolate aroma, I think, are the ideal. So this nails it. I got to give it a 12. Tasting it, moderately strong chocolate flavor, supporting caramel, medium low bitterness, finishes off dry with a chocolate malty sweetness in the aftertaste. Medium low hops, low esters. The malt has a toffee nutty complexity. Very fresh tasting. This beer hasn't been sitting around for very long, apparently. Just love the complexity, the flavor profiles, having that chocolate malt with a sweetness forward. I mean, it's almost like eating a great chocolate candy, like a good Belgian chocolate. It's super. I'll give that a 19. Mouthfeel. It's a medium body with a medium low carbonation. It's somewhat creamy. It's not warming. No astringency. Taking a look at the bottle, it's 5.4% alcohol. So it's not surprising that it doesn't seem like it has alcohol. But it's a fairly malty beer. So even if there was some alcohol in there, I think that would tend to be masked. So I like the mouthfeel, and I like that the carbonation isn't over the top. I think that's good. So I'll give it a 5 on mouthfeel. So overall, this really is a superb beer. Big, malty, sweet chocolate flavors with complexity. It's nicely balanced with the malt taking precedence. Very fresh tasting. It's a great malt expression. Love the drinkability. It's so tasty. When I was looking at the bottle to find the ABV, I noticed there's a tagline underneath it that says, "Rich, dark, and complex." Yeah, indeed. So, no wonder this is listed as the best commercial example. I'm going to give it a 10 overall. So that adds up to a 49. It's really, really a tasty beer. It's a Fuller's London Porter, judged as a Category 12A Brown Porter.